Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hello.
Jody.
Hi.
It's so nice to see your face.
It's so nice to see you.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Addled. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Make unable to think clearly, confused, because it's a QAnon right-wing talking point so that we think our president is not all there. It's Matt Gaetz is a horrible human being, and the way he's questioning a very decorated military man is disgusting.
To the point where Liz Cheney had to apologize.
She did. Matt Gaetz.
Absolutely.
Let's listen to more of Matt. Young girls. Gaetz. Allegedly.
You spent more time with Bob Woodward on this book than you spent analyzing the very likely prospect that the Afghanistan government was going to fall immediately to the Taliban, didn't you?
Not even close, Congressman.
I mean, wow. And then Travis says Ronnie Jackson is funny to listen to.
Okay.
General Milley, will you now resign?
I serve at the pleasure of the president, Mr. Jackson.
Did he laugh there?
He sighed and laughed. I mean, it's come on.
Yeah.
And Milley has testified that Pompeo knew, and now Pompeo is saying to Megyn Kelly, he has no recollection of General Milley briefing me in the way that he described, which is he needs to get up there and testify.
Yeah. Matt thinks he's Tom Cruise. Matt thinks he's Tom Cruise in the courtroom trying to get him to say he ordered the code red. He's not going to say it, Matt. He didn't order the code red.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. I mean, it's
you ordered the code red.
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did.
And honestly, he couldn't have done it. He's on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He is not in the chain of command. All he was doing was his job. And what here's what Pompeo said. He said, I have no recollection of General Milley briefing me in the way that he described. But if he said, hey, I spoke with my Chinese counterpart yesterday, that wouldn't have been something particularly memorable. It would have been relatively ordinary, Matt Gaetz. If, in fact, he said, we will not attack you until we warn you, that's just nutty. I am imagining that General Milley is not lying about this.
Right.
I would think you are correct, Jody Hamilton.
And now we're going to have to agree with Liz Cheney.
Oh, God.
I know, again. I'm telling you, she is planning. I would not be surprised if she's not just planning a re-election run. She's planning a run in 2024.
Yep.
She's coming out saying, I made a mistake with gay marriage.
Right.
First of all, apologize to your sister first and foremost.
Right.
But all of these things, she's walking back, trying to get some of these centrists, trying to get some of these middle America. I would not be surprised if she actually runs against
Didn't
Donald
she just go to New Hampshire?
She's about to go to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Eric Edelman, a former advisor to her father, told CNN that she is best positioned to take on Donald, as Mary has instructed us to call him.
Okay. Indeed.
In 2024. He explained if there was going to be a never Trump candidate, I can't think of anyone better. And she said she will do whatever it takes to prevent Donald from taking over the White House again. And she is scheduled to attend, Christopher, a fundraising event in New Hampshire. Wonder why.
Why do people go to New Hampshire?
That aren't from there.
Yeah.
For a fundraiser.
Right.
It'll be in November 9th, which is obviously because that's where the donors are for New Hampshire, and they are the first primary vote in the country for that. So, yeah, she's running. There's no doubt. There is no doubt.
And that is why I have not been to New Hampshire, not because it's not a beautiful place, but I don't live there and I'm not running for office yet.
My parents lived there for a time. It is a beautiful place and I would go there, you know, quite often, but yeah, no.
Well, here's how we're going to thank her for her service. Oh.
What?
No, well, Liz Cheney, how we love her for what she's doing on the committee at the moment.
Okay.
General Milley, on January 6th, we had a violent attack on our Capitol. It was an effort to stop the constitutionally prescribed process of counting electoral votes. It's the first time in our nation's history that we did not have a peaceful transfer of power. In the aftermath of that attack, many of the members of our constitutional system failed to do their duty. Many of them punted. Many of them today are still attempting to obstruct the investigation into that attack, attempting to whitewash what happened. General Milley, you found yourself in your constitutionally prescribed role, standing in the breach.
Yeah. And she went on to say,
for any member of this committee, for any American, to question your loyalty to our nation, to question your understanding of our Constitution, your loyalty to our Constitution, your recognition and understanding of the civilian chain of command is despicable. I want to apologize for those members of this committee who've done so. And I want to thank you for standing in the breach when so many, including many in this room, failed to do so.
I don't like saying this, but thank you, Liz Cheney.
I know. I'm so mad about all of this. And it's you know where we are as a country when Liz Cheney is now the voice of reason for the Republican Party, because you have all of these lunatics,
right,
like Boebert and Green and even Gates, that you're like, oh my God, she's making everyone else sound sane, which is unfortunately making her sound likable. Does that make sense? Like, if
yes,
this had happened in the day and we didn't have the crazy comparison that we have now, I don't know if we would be so taken aback by finally someone who's speaking complete sentences and not spreading conspiracy theories.
There is that, but I mean, she was very far to the right back then. She was not for gay marriage, even though she has a gay sister.
I know.
And so she's changing her tune now. And I find that a little disingenuous, because it's easy for a conservative to change her tune on marriage equality now. It was a lot harder then, when it could have made a lot more difference.
True.
100%. That's why I think, and Jody, we all think that she's setting up for a run. There's no other reason to come out publicly and do this now. You know, the damage was done to her family. The damage was done to the country. And since it's already the land of the law, what's the point of coming out and saying you were wrong, unless you're wanting to siphon votes from the middle of the centrist voters?
The centrist Republicans who voted against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because,
of which there are quite a few.
Oh, no, I have friends.
Yeah.
A very good friend of mine that I went to college with, hardcore Republican. I mean, just so hardcore. And he's like, Biden all the way. You know, I think he might have voted for Clinton in 2016. I don't know.
Right.
But he just was like, nope, he hasn't left the party yet, I don't think. But he could be wooed back for Liz Cheney, because she's the epitome of his type of Republicanism, the low taxes,
right,
low regulation, that stuff that they used to stand for. But now they don't even have a platform.
Yeah.
They literally had no platform in 2020. It was just Donald Trump.
But they've got messaging, and somehow they managed to do it better than we can.
Yeah,
and we've got to get our act together for the midterms.
I know. I've been saying this all week. We need a Frank Luntz type person to do what he does for the Republicans. And then people do their talking points. The leadership needs to be on the same page.
Yeah. It might be fun to be that devious. It's like an actor playing a villain, you know? it's fun to go out of character.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, Mike.
Hold on. Let me see.
No. What happened? What'd you do?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Things don't like me.
Say it on the mic.
Okay. Mike would like to... He's number one.
All right.
Hi, Mike.
Tony, I love you.
And now he's not there.
He's not there.
Now he's not
that
there.
That was amazing.
Anyway, Mike is wondering, and I am too, why certain people in the military that were involved in the January 6th insurrection have yet to be dishonorably discharged.
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
And poor Mike wasn't here to ask it. Oh. I did it on his behalf. But yeah, I mean, that is important. And you know, I know some of the cops that were involved or acquiesced and not in a way to not get hurt, mm-hmm. Have been disciplined and some have been fired, but probably not enough. Mm-hmm. And yeah, anybody that was in the military that had anything to do with this need to go. So that's the sec defense job, correct? Yeah. And Mike Pompeo, gotta love him. So reporting the other day said that he and higher, even the president at the time, mm-hmm. Wanted to potentially kidnap or assassinate Julian Assange, which is lovely.
Yeah.
He said it makes for pretty good fiction and they should write such a novel. However, he added, whoever those 30 people who allegedly spoke with one of these reporters, they should all be prosecuted for speaking about classified activity inside the CIA. So is he admitting that they were talking about that? Because if it's classified and they came out and said this, that seems like he's admitting that they were, in fact, looking for that.
Oh, and that they were talking about classified information, like you said. Well, they should be punished for speaking about classified information. Thank you for publicly declassifying the information for us. This is what basically you just did.
And Megyn Kelly asked him, do you deny the report? And he said, there are pieces of it that are true. We tried to protect American information from Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Obviously, yes. Did our Justice Department believe they had a valid claim, which would have resulted in the extradition of Julian Assange to the United States to stand trial? Yes. I supported that effort for sure. Did we ever engage an activity that was inconsistent with U.S. law? We were not permitted by U.S. law to conduct assassinations. He didn't conduct it. We never acted in a way that was inconsistent with that. That's actions, not words. That's right.
Well, nothing says let's protect WikiLeaks like the president of the United States or the guy running for the president of the United States standing on a stage and asking WikiLeaks mm-hmm. to release information. Nothing says protecting WikiLeaks like a public cry to get them to support and without information before the election.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was like he basically in that non-agreement, mm-hmm. he basically said we never acted on an assassination attempt. We never acted as if to kidnap him. The reporting is that they discussed doing it. It doesn't say they tried to right. do it. So his words are mealy-mouthed at best, denying this. It was a non-denial denial
right.
by also saying and classified information was released. So, yeah, you kind of did it. He needs to go up on the January 6th committee as soon as possible.
Yeah.